Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Paul Frees. The story you are about to hear is a true story, a story of courage, of determination, of faith. We've all heard similar stories, a good many of them in our time. The very fact of their large number indicates, I think, proof that despite all the dictatorships, despots, and restricted social regimes that man has brought upon himself, these three qualities are still fundamental in helping man surmount what he thinks are his limitations. Our story is titled Memory of Tomorrow and was written by William Danch. Starring Paul Frees as Ference, here is Act One of Memory of Tomorrow.
About you. It's getting late.
You know, there's no need worrying about me. After all, what could possibly happen now?
You're right.
Any mail while I was out?
One letter from the refugee center.
Oh? What did they say?
It's a very nice letter.
They're always nice. What I want to know is, what do they have to say?
It is very encouraging.
Ilona, you still haven't answered my question.
Well, we are still under quota, and they hope to be able to take action on our case before too long.
In other words, it's the same old story.
Yes, but we must try to understand their problems, too.
I've been trying to understand for half a year now.
But we are not alone in this.
That only makes it worse as far as I'm concerned. Our chances look dimmer every day. You know it as well as I.
Oh, I know it seems hopeless right now, but we must have courage.
We had courage once. Look where it brought us.
But we are not exactly starving, and we do have a roof over our heads.
We had the same thing back in Hungary. It wasn't enough. Ilona, a man has to have freedom.
We are free.
You call this freedom? We are virtually prisoners. Of course, we can come and go from our flat here, but we're tied to this area as surely as if we were in chains.
But it's only for a short time, I am sure.
Oh, Ilona, my darling, you always were an idealist, huh?
You were an idealist too, Ference.
Yes. Yes, I guess I was.
You were the one who took the lead when the crucial time came. You felt we could find a new life out of Hungary.
I'm afraid if I knew what I know now, I never would have made the move.
Oh, yes, you would have, Ference. You're not a man to live under a yoke.
But that's just it, don't you see? We're under a yoke now. Oh, granted, it's not the terrible oppression we were under in Budapest, but it's still a far cry from the life we visualized.
It will be the way we dreamed.
When?
Oh, time will tell that, but you'll see. It must be near.
And in the meantime, we must go on groveling as ever.
Did you learn anything interesting today?
Yes. I learned that a refugee in a strange country is doomed to disappointment. It's impossible to get work. Not that the people don't want to help, but the country has labor laws. They must be observed, and a refugee doesn't qualify under the requirements.
But we will qualify, and then we can do work like we're supposed to.
After we've been admitted as citizens.
That's right.
Ilona, don't you see the impasse? I don't want to become a citizen of this country. I don't want to become a citizen of any country except one.
I know.
That's right.
America.
America. The United States of America.
That was always your dream, even in the days when things were not so bad.
Yes. I remember as a child, I used to pore over books that told of the United States.
Too many people want to go to America. That's why we're so far behind on the quota. I'm told refugees who apply for visas to other lands are being sent without this long delay.
I'm sure of it, but in this one thing I refuse to be sidetracked. I know the other lands are good, certainly a vast improvement over the life we faced in Hungary. But I am not settling for anything but my original aim. As you know, Ilona, I am not one who is readily swayed.
I know, Florence. I guess that's why I married you.
Oh, Ilona, it's not fair to put you through all this. But now that we have made the break, let's go all the way, or not at all. Hmm?
That is the way I feel, Florence. That's the way I've always felt. I've never really doubted.
It isn't a matter of doubt. It's just that we expect to live like human beings. And we're not.
It is discouraging.
So, we're doomed to this. Sitting with our hands tied, waiting for some word from the quota authorities. We might be here for years.
Under the circumstances, all we can do is pray to God. He will see that we are not forgotten.
How often I've prayed.
You will be answered.
Yes. I'm tired of this bleak room, Ilona. Let's go for a walk, hmm? A walk to, well, anywhere.
Look at the stars. How peaceful they are.
Yes. It's difficult to believe they are the same stars that were above us during the time of the fighting.
Mm. Oh, look. We are at the Salvation Army Center.
I know. Isn't it strange how our footsteps always gravitate here? Shall we stop in a moment?
Just to say hello to the Major,
Well, hello.
Hello, Major.
Ilona and Vance.
How are you tonight, Major?
Fine as usual. Here, Ilona. Have a seat. And you too, sir.
Oh, thank you, Major. Thank you. But we just looked in to wish you our best.
While you're wishing, how about a nice cup of hot coffee, hmm?
Well, we don't want to be any trouble.
What trouble? I only wish I had more trouble like you two young people. There you are. There's your cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And sugar?
No.
Cream.
This is delicious.
Certainly is. I only hope that someday we can repay you for all you've done for us, Major.
Now, I've done very little for you, Ferenc. I only wish I could do more.
I know you feel that way, Major.
It's such a pleasure to stop in here, Major. I do hope we won't wear out our welcome.
Don't worry, you won't.
I only wish we were as welcome everywhere else.
And I don't understand, Ferenc.
Ferenc is a bit discouraged, you know, with the delay in our quota and other things.
To be unable to work, Major, that is the worst part.
Yes, I can understand, Ferenc, how an activity would fall on you. But you mustn't feel a sense of inferiority. You can't change the situation at this point. Really, in the meantime, you should try to take advantage of the time. Now, tell me, Ferenc, what about those books I got for you?
Oh, Ferenc has pored over them for hours, Major. I know they have been a great help.
Good.
I've read them all twice. Naturally, the electronic books are something I'll have to augment with actual work experience if and when I get to America.
You'll get to America, Ferenc. That we know. Now, the main thing is to not get discouraged. I realize it's easy for me to say all these things to you, but it's true, and there are times when all we can do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
And just how long, sir, can one stand still without complete retrogression?
Well, that isn't always possible or easy to say. But there's one thing I do know, that God does not fail us, that he does make us adequate to meet life, if we have trust.
I have trust.
Ferenc, this trust must be complete trust.
Oh, wait, Ferenc. Just one moment. I want to look in this shop window at these coats.
But they're men's coats.
I know. The one you have is getting worn. Soon you will be needing a new one.
Yes, I guess that's so.
Look at that brown one over there. Isn't it beautiful?
It certainly is. And I imagine the price is equally breathtaking.
Let me see the tag. No, it's not too much. It's only 30.
It might as well be 30,000.
Well, it doesn't hurt to look. Besides, you never know what may happen and we will have the money.
Well, I'm afraid we'll never have the money as long as we're caught in this trap. Come on, let's move on.
I can't help thinking what the Major told us. Remember, Ferenc?
He's a wonderful man.
And his outlook is so inspired.
It would have to be. Seems his entire life is built around helping those who aren't so fortunate.
Oh, look at this window, Ferenc. Shoes.
Budapest, there's nothing like this today.
Oh, those beautiful gum-soled Oxfords there. How would you like those?
Much rather have those black high-heeled pumps for you. See them?
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're dreaming, we may... Wait.
What's wrong?
The sign. See it?
Sign? Oh, there.
Delivery boy wanted. Part-time. Certainly, that's one job the work permit authorities would let me have.
But, Ferenc, delivery boy... Oh, surely you wouldn't want to... Well, you know what I mean.
Why not, Ilona? It's a job. I need a job, Ilona. Wait here. I'll be right back. I have a feeling we're on the proper track now.
Good day, sir. Good day. Can I help you?
Yes, I... Yes. Believe so. May I speak to the owner?
I am the owner, sir.
Oh, you have a sign in the window. Delivery boy wanted.
Ah, yes, yes. You wish it for your son, perhaps.
No, I don't. I wish it for me.
You? Oh, but a man of your bearing and dignity, surely you're not serious.
I was never more so in my life, sir.
Oh, but the job is nothing more than running errands, delivering bundles, and only part-time at that.
Yes, I understand, but I must have a job, believe me. Now, when can I start?
Oh, but I really can't.
Please, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Very well, if you insist, maybe let me give you some forms.
Forms?
Yeah, you know, the usual ones for the work permit office.
But I have not a work permit.
You have not a... But you must have one. I can't hire you unless you have a permit.
But even for a part-time job like this?
I'm sorry. But that is the law. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry, too. Forgive me for troubling you, sir.
Florence, did you get it?
No, Elona, I did not.
Oh.
Part-time delivery boy. I can't even get a job doing that.
That was Act One of Memory of Tomorrow, starring Paul Frees as Ferenc. As I mentioned in the beginning of our play, this is a true story. And this makes the situation not only of the couple in our story, but also the thousands of other refugees in Europe, even more drastic. I may say now that ultimately the man in our story made it to America and now works in an electronics plant on the West Coast. But this is not the important factor. What is more important is that despite the iron regime from which these people fled, and despite their present circumstances, our couple and the thousands like them have still preserved the qualities of mind and heart with which man has accomplished all the great things in his history. Courage, determination, and faith. If these can survive all that 20th century man can subject them to, they must be pretty important to all of us. The Salvation Army thinks they are, and would like you to think so, too. Now, Act Two of Memory of Tomorrow, starring Paul Frees as Ferenc.
Yes, come in. Come in. Well, this is a surprise. Ilona and Ference.
Hello, Major.
Oh, come in and have a chair, please.
We're not interrupting your work.
No, not at all. Just catching up on my typing. My secretary is falling behind.
Well, secretary? I have never met her.
It's a him. Me.
Oh.
Major, we mustn't hold you back. We can stop in again some other time.
Well, that's right. You can drop in again some other time. But right now, you're going to visit with me a bit. Now, tell me. How are things going for you,
Oh, the same.
I see. No word from the quota board?
No.
Then it'll come one day, I'm sure. You'll see.
Yes. In the meantime, we'll sit and wait like stone statues, huh?
I know. It seems discouraging, Ference. Tell me, is there anything else that I should know about?
Yes, I had a very signal honor bestowed upon me.
Well, that's wonderful.
I don't know if it was so wonderful. Major, I was refused a job as a part-time delivery boy.
Delivery boy?
Yes, I saw a sign in a window for delivery boy, and I applied. Seems I didn't meet the requirements, and I was turned down cold.
Ference hasn't told you the entire story, Major. The reason he was refused was because he doesn't have a work permit.
The main thing is I was turned down.
No, that's not the main thing, Ference. No, the main thing is that you showed enough courage and ambition to apply for a job that most people would feel was beneath them.
This ambition of mine, what's to become of it? In what direction is it to be aimed?
I'm afraid at the moment I can't answer that question. But that doesn't mean that there isn't any answer.
Major, please do me a great favor. When you learn the answer, please let me know.
Surely, Ference. I'll let you know.
Ference? Will you have some more soup?
Soup? No, thank you.
Oh, but you haven't eaten a thing on your plate. You must have some nourishment.
When a man is idle, he needs very little food to sustain him.
Please, try to eat something.
It's no use, Ilona. I have no appetite.
Perhaps later you will feel like eating.
Yes, perhaps.
Are you all right?
All right? Physically, yes. Spiritually, I am sick, Ilona. I've been thinking over our situation here.
I, too, have been thinking.
I wonder if you've reached the same conclusion I've come to.
Oh, what is your conclusion?
I've been thinking it was a mistake to leave Hungary.
Ference, you can't mean it.
I do mean it, Ilona. There is nothing else.
Come in. Oh, Major.
Well, how are you, my friends? How are you?
Major, please. Sit down, won't you?
Well, thank you. I promise not to keep you too long.
Time is the least problem in this house.
Well, tell me, Ference, have you seen today's paper?
No. Lately, we haven't been as concerned over world affairs as we once were.
Then, sir, take a look at this.
You're right, Magyar's flight to freedom. Oh, let me see it. Oh, look, it has our names in it, Ference. See?
Hmm? Where? Here, let me have it.
What else does it say?
What? It tells our story. Ilona, it tells how we managed to cross the border under the very noses of the border guards. But where did they get this information?
I gave it to them, my friends.
You?
Yes.
Why?
I had a visit from a reporter on another matter. The reporter complained of the lack of local news. That's when I remembered your story. I felt it would be of interest to everyone.
But I'm afraid the Hungarian uprising is something the world has already forgotten.
No, Ference, you're wrong. The world will never forget, and don't forget another important thing. God remembers, too.
God, I can believe, will never forget. But I am not too sure about mankind.
The Major is right, Ference. What you fought for in Hungary can't be too lightly dismissed by anyone. And this article in the paper about us will help keep the memory of it alive.
Here, let me read some more.
Everything is exactly as it happened to you, Ference.
Yes.
I didn't misrepresent a thing.
No, you did not. But it still seems like a waste of good newsprint to me. No one would really care.
The article can do no harm, Ference.
Major, please don't think me ungrateful. I'm not. I know you only did this because you want to boost our morale.
Well, that's only partially the reason, Ference.
Well, it really doesn't matter too much one way or the other, Major. If things don't change soon, we are going to have to make a definite move.
Oh? What sort of move?
I have not decided yet.
Ference, there's no place for you to go at this particular time.
Yes, there is. One sure place. We can always go back where we came from.
Across the Iron Curtain again?
That's right.
Ference, you couldn't do that. You couldn't.
I don't know, Major. I don't know yet. I've finished with this magazine, Ilona. Will you please hand me another?
Surely. How about this? It's all about science.
Science?
Mm-hmm.
It should be interesting. Good.
I wonder where the Major is.
Out on some mission again. They said he'd be back before too long.
I hope so. Somehow, when we talk to him, things don't seem so bad.
That's because the Major is an incurable optimist.
No, it's more than that, Ference. The Major is sustained by faith.
Yes. I wish I had more of his ability to believe.
You have faith, Ference. It's just that everything seems to be at a standstill for us at this point.
Something's got to give. And soon. If it doesn't, I don't...
Well, well. Hello, Ilona.
Hello,
and
Major.
And you, Ference.
Major.
Well, it's nice to see you both here again.
Ference thought it would be worthwhile to drop in and read some of your magazines to pass the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm only sorry I don't have more to choose from.
No, it's more than anyone could ask. When I think of the limited reading material at our flat, it makes me shudder. An almanac, a city directory, and... of course, Major, the Bible.
Well, if you have that, Ference, you don't need anything else. Oh, excuse me for a few minutes, will you?
Oh, a visitor.
Yes. What a visitor. Look at the cut of his clothes, the quality of it.
Yes. I'll be right back.
Right,
Major. Good day, Major. Good day.
Wonder, what would a man like that be doing here?
Oh, probably he's a friend of the Major. After all, remember, the Major gets around to every corner of the city. I'm sure he knows half the people in town.
The Major is certainly at ease with everybody. No matter who he talks to, he is always the same friendly person.
That's because he isn't asking for anything. The Major simply lives his life. It's a wonderful trait.
The man is looking over here at us.
Oh, it's because the Major is probably telling him about us.
Come on. It's hardly worth telling. Right, anyway, wait. They're just leading him over here.
You have certainly worked miracles with this building, Major.
Well, thank you.
I remember the first time I saw it, you had nothing but bare walls and a few sticks of furniture. How did you accomplish all of this?
It wasn't me. It was the goodness of the people who helped us. Ferenc and Ilona, this gentleman would like to talk to you.
To us?
Yes. Mr. Rademacher, may I present Ilona and Ferenc Hatfari.
Ah, it's a great pleasure.
Thank you. We are very happy to meet you.
Yes, we are very, very, very happy.
Well, here we are. Now, let's just all sit down.
Thank you. We won't hold you up, Major. Ilona and I will go now.
Oh, please, not for a little while. I want to talk to you.
You want to talk to us?
Yes.
Mr. Rademacher is the owner of the most interesting firm here in town, Ference.
Oh, really? No. Do tell us about it.
I'm afraid the secret is to keep me from talking too much about it.
Well, with the setup you've got, Mr. Rademacher, I think you're far too modest.
Oh, actually, it's nothing more than a small electronics plant.
No. It's more than that, infinitely more. Mr. Rademacher does the research for some of the more complex instruments that are being used for interspace flight.
Oh, how wonderful.
I have a great favor to ask, if I may.
Oh, of course.
Sometime, when you are not too rushed, may I stop by and visit your plant? I promise not to make a nuisance of myself.
We will discuss that a little later. But first, I'd like to tell you why I'm here. You know, I read the article in the paper about you and your flight to escape across the border.
Well, our escape was no different than hundreds of others.
Oh, perhaps. But what struck me most in the article was that you had studied to be an electronics scientist in Budapest.
Well, I went about as far in that field as anyone could go under the present circumstances in Hungary.
I believe that. It seems that all the top scientists have left Hungary to work in other lands.
That is true.
Well, now to get down to to brass tacks. The moment I saw that article about you in the paper, I was hit by the thought that I desperately needed a man with your qualifications.
Me? But you hardly know me.
Better than you think, Ferenc.
The Major has filled me in on your talents, Ferenc. I need you.
But even if I was the man you wanted, it's no use. I can't work for you. I can't work for anyone. It seems I have to have a work permit, and I do not have one. That is all I lack.
I understand, but I feel reasonably sure we can handle that part.
I don't want to sound too pessimistic, but, Mr. Rademacher, it's not as simple as it seems. I can't even get a position as a delivery boy.
But if the work permit problem is straightened out, you would be willing to come and work in my plant, eh?
I'd be willing to work merely for experience.
That won't be necessary. The pay will be more than ample. Now, here's the story. I have discussed your problem with the local work authorities. The Major has helped your cause quite a bit, I might add.
And all I did was tell the truth.
The authorities are willing to grant a temporary work permit in unusual cases. For instance, if a man has a rare and highly specialized talent, he is given consideration. The purpose of the work permit is to avoid local citizens being deprived of a chance to get work by people from other lands coming in. But if the skill is such that it does not compete with the local help, then the authorities take certain steps and they will issue to you a temporary work permit on these grounds. Well, Ferenc, what do you say?
What do I say?
Oh, Ferenc, isn't this the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to you?
It is. It's so wonderful, I still can't grasp it.
Then you will accept?
Can you report tomorrow morning at 9? Here's my business card. I am counting on you.
Counting on me, Mr. Rademacher? You can count on me. Believe me, you can count on me.
All right, then we'll look for you tomorrow. Very happy to have met you. Good day.
Right this way. Let me carry you.
Oh, Ferenc, can you believe it?
No, I still can't get my bearings.
Just what you have always dreamed of.
And you too, Ilona. This is what you wanted for us.
Well, my friends, what do you say to this?
Well, I say we owe it all to you, Major.
No, Ferenc, not to me. You owe it all to yourself and Ilona, and of course to the one great power who watches over us all.
Yes. Yes, of course. You're right, Major. You always were right about him. Always.
So ends the final act of Memory of Tomorrow, starring Paul Frees as Ferenc. Be sure and be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.